Screen doesn't cooperate. Let's do it about that. Let's see. We're going to start with the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Chav Vav. There'll be new Marba comes tomorrow, by the way, so I hope to start doing yon. See out of the Shmai. Okay. Siman Chav Vav. What does it say? We've read this a few times already. Man lives with a woman, has a relationship with her. She's not his wife. Come on. You have to get rid of her because you're not going to go to the mikveh. Terrible thing. What if he's miyachara and she goes to mikveh? Some say it's a pulegesh of mutter. We hold it's usher. You get malchus of zikadesh to Rambam Shita. Fine. What happens if a mumur married a mumeris bini musayen in the church? And they became gayer. What does gayer mean? Gayer in the case of woman doesn't mean they became gayer. They were born Jewish, and they came back to be Bala Tshuva. Engach shash kiddushin klal umuteres otzeitzen below get. Right? It's nus bialma. Rivosh shuvah sedesh. Okay? Because the question becomes when shor kamashan? Before this guy or after this guy? So I want to say pshat, it's before this guy. After this guy, then I would say, you need a get. Because you already, once came about, just was yesterday, Shir. Came about the tshuva, so you already know about it, and we say, there's no such a circumstance. That's how I read this. And then nothing in the Rivosh, the Tshuva Sadeshin, that I know, that's against it. Let's see the Tshuva. Rivosh, we saw already. Tshuva Sadeshin, see if we get that. Okay. He was pregnant. Shach Kiddush Kiddush Biya here. So he goes through the whole Sugya Sagamara. When do you say Bilas or Bilas? Okay. Quotes the Rambam. All the various. So there's a quote over here. Derech Snus? No. What's Pshat? Pnui Yisraelis. Someone say Shem Bol Shem Kedushin. As opposed to a Shifcha, you have to emancipate it first. The Rosh is the other way around. Shifcha depends upon him. So make it maybe, you know. Maybe he was Meshacher. But it doesn't mean he's Meshacher and he married her. He's Meshacher, and it's his child, even if not with the benefit of marriage. Kobila Shipchaz and Bilas Nusim in a Torah. Well, he a Kaddish called that their uncle is a child. I'm a plea of Alma. The being in the name of Adam Bolashem Kedushin. Did we say no? Maybe she didn't want. Maybe she didn't want. Maybe even he didn't want. He didn't want to marry this, is he Yetzer Hara? Whom in that Torah, if the Rosh claims, this is true, that's the Rosh. And as true, there's no Simat Pnuya. You know what's going on? He holds his no Yisur against the Rambam. This is the true, that's the speaking. Okay, the kids are Nimrods. We're not worried about Kiddush. We're not worried. This is a very lengthy true suggestion. Now watch. Well, if one of Mumma Janasan Nasa Giuso in a Galach. What's a Galach, Abosa? Priest. Galach, that's a word machine to use, whatever. Bas Yisrael, Shei Mira, Gamkein. Right, watch this. They both went off the Derech. They became Christians. The Shal Yachat of Abbez or Gimel Shanim. 2 or 3 years. Ulav himself, Chaz Rehil the Das Emes, the Kid Shacher. Oh my goodness. She became from and she married somebody else. Be tired to why? From the Vada he, Amumal on his Gabal, Bizdav, the Miachat, the Gius, the Mashem Kedushin, the Gas Moshe of Yisrael, and the Yachat be Alma. Then she came with Sula, the Choles, the Leacher. Hey. He wants an exclusive honor. Hey. but to share with some other boyfriend. So they agreed to have what we'll call a monogamous relationship. Went to the priest. He didn't mean to be married in Kol, but that's Moshe B'Yisrael. And you know what I'm saying about this nus? Yotzim in a klal b'chol aver shebetorah. Yeah, finished. So writes the Trumas Hadesh. Okay? Trumas Hadesh. It was the idea of ksherim, the kids and nimitz. But in all these cases, Rabbi Osai, they only lived together before they did tshuva, before she came to tshuva. So that's why I want to read the Ramah, the way I told you before, that the case in which the Ramah says there's no need for a get, it's tricky. He says, Af al pisha shoyma kama shonim, right? But he says, it's confusing. You get an impression, if you read the Ramah at face value, this guy hakach with after shoyma kama shonim. Excuse me. You get an impression for Karen. This guy hakach, even though Shah Mimakamashan, even after the gate, this guy, you could read it that way. It's not true. Not the Rivoshan, not the Trumas Hadesh. In that kind of case, you would require we get the Fiani of Titus. I told you already yesterday. But this is the Ramah, which we spoke about, the Ramachabah, the Rambam, the Ramah. This is not the whole, the Ramah, only called half the Ramah is called over here. The other half is called elsewhere. We'll see soon. If you look at the Imam Makoma, so we'll see soon on the screen. If the screen cooperates with today, we'll see out of the Shemaya. Let's now turn to the Beis Shmuel. Ayin simen kuf mem tes kol shen isa v'goli lakol havikilu haya eidin be'eis habir ulefi zeh v'goli shen osa osa l'shem ishus havikidushin be'bir ala ayri shelo haya v'goli. A very unusual Veshmuel. What is going on? You mean to say that Adam know that they're living together, that they're considered to be married? Really? Really? Is that what he means to say? Really? Didn't the Ramos and Beferish not that way? Let's take a look at Kuf Mem Tes. Let's see what it says. He tells you to look, we have to look, right? Amagarish is ishta v'chazal bala v'nei edim, Rabbi Osai. Oh, here's the Ramah. Shagolu lakol shabo leo kigon shenisah. He married her. Kodem sh'tinos aliyacher. Bein shagirisha min aridisu min erisin ho v'ishto hoisa. Here's the becheska shem zero l'shem kidushin bo v'lo l'shem znus. Why? Chazok ein odem osvos abil aznus. Remember yesterday's shiur. I don't know if I show, I couldn't show it to you. It's the equivalent of cherim. Someone's cares about mitzvah as opposed to the kid here. So writes the Rambam. So writes the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Fine. So the question becomes, this is what it says over here in the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Mem Tes Aleph. The Beis Shmuel there, what does he say? Watch this now. Beis Shmuel says, Kei Kosu Tosus Vivomis Baran Chumas Rivosh Posakein. Okay. Mi yu enyo deyel inyo ma kosav ka diri aran to kan ari le inyan chashash kidushin ken memarashach. In the sock, it didn't suin. Tatebo Hayo Kedushin. A lot of sock, it didn't suin. Can make a taste of love of the bowl of Shem Kedushin. The din shall toast for Saran, I have a rooster, she calls it again. Lonasana, who the saw. I mean, at the Bavare bowl, a bit like get. Vigora, me get Yoshan. This is a question, Rabbi Osai. It seems to be a contradiction. Contradiction. Why? Mehechi teis eloma de bol Hashem kedushin. So here the Beis Shmuel is like the Ramah, like the Rivash, like everybody else. You assume there's no Bi'ul Hashem Kiddush. Whereas back at Siman Chavav, the Beis Shmuel seemed to say that it was L'Shem Kiddush. Now it's true, Rabbosai, it's true that this din that the Ramah quoted over here, is the Ran, that is true. The Ran did say that. But with respect to what did he say it? With respect to what did he say it? To pass the get, which had been previously written. Hagazu ein lepirish, ein lemashmo, says the Taz. Din the Saul, lamutzach lahaski abila. Sham calling the get yoshin, the Ran says. Hachamina the get yoshin, ein get, mashma afila the evan. And as Zorak, it sounds like it's okay. Yeshlama. Hosab in the Sina, the Bialma, Avalhocha, Kemish, and Nitna, Bavarai Nimala, Hashvinala. Ulai Rotsa, Rava, Amalichtov, that was ever Simon, I called him as that. And Shlotinasa began Yosha. Vitirda, Salimud, Vitirdu, Kosu, Kaj, Labinin, Klau. It's a mistake. It was supposed to be in Kufram Ches, and then I'm in Kufram Tes. The Ramah was a little mixed up with that, said it's all right to Taz, and said, God, now. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So Yichud alone to get his kosher with the Yevon, but if they are married, Vada Nevelas, that's not a good get. Okay, fine. And therefore, Rabosai, the Ramah belongs back there, not here. It's what's going to call it a pilegesh Rabosai. Now there are those who say as follows: if it's Gadol LaKol that he married L'shem Kiddushin. That is Mekudeshes. If it's Gadol HaKol and they just live together, then that'll passel the get that was written earlier, but she's not Mekudeshes. Question, is that really true or not? There's another Beis Shmuel. This is all found in the Sefer Malchei Mishpat, which is another Beis Shmuel. Another Beis Shmuel, Hilchos Mia. Another Beis Shmuel. Kuf Nun Hei, Rabosai. Kuf Nun Hei. Watch this. V'chol za'ari v'yadu ad mevarit lo boil. Ava mistama kol shadorim ha'kederach ish im ishto amin ha'shabol. Afal gav lelek ei de yichud. As we saw in the Reish Siman Kuf Mem Tes. That's a fact that there was a beer, or the beer achieves Kiddushin or not, that's a different story. So the only way to answer Abosai is that the Beis Shmuel in Siman Chavov is going according to the Ramah, but he himself doesn't necessarily hold that way. It's a big question. When do we assume that the Bia creates a marriage, and when not? Fine. It's interesting. He's got a fourth Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel is very active today. Where are we? Siman Lamed Aleph. Okay, let's go again to the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel is in Siman Lamed Aleph of Cotton Chav Beis. A steer and revush, he says. But Mokam Dika Limiti, Haile Loyoda Shatabas Kiddushin Lohoya Shavapruta, Ulibisof Nodala. Cause it was Maimini, Im Akash Nodalo Shlohoya Shavapruta, Dorimok, and Akish Vishto, Lohoya Ede Yichud, Haviki Ede Yichud. That's what we saw before, because everyone knows they're married. Ubishuvas Revosh Simon Kuf Yud Gimel, I'm not sure if it's a typo. Kosev Hashem Ra'ah, to have it ke'ei de yichud. We saw that we were on our daf. Uvesov tshuva vav cholik hazeh, stir and rivash. The kosev kol rishon, kosev against the ra'ah, the tzorek ei de yichud proper. Look back at Reish in Kuf Mem Tes, it's a whole tumul. Stir is all over the place. If there's no ei de yichud, they're well known as husband and wife, would that consider to be eidus for kedushin, or would it not? Contradictions. Contradictions. Oh. So there's someone who makes the following suggestion. If they were married civilly, civilly, then the Rivosh Rabosai is against the Ra'ah. It was against the Ra'ah. You have to actually aid the Yichud. But in the case where there was a Kiddush Ektana, they really were Kiddush with the Rabbanan, then he paskins like the Ra'ah. That's a very, very nice idea. It comes from the Nose of Yehuda. So I'm going to read you again from this beautiful Sefer, page 477. He doesn't understand this beautiful Teretz. Okay? Steven the Rivash. The problem, of course, becomes this Teretz is problematic. Why? Because in the case of the Rivash, it's referring to not a girl who got married at the age of 12 with a Kiddushin Derabon. No! The boy was under 13. The boy was under 13. Doesn't count. Doesn't count, Rabbi Osai. We should say that it's nothing. Let's take a look at the Rivash itself. I'm not going to go back to Rivash Simon Vav. We saw it already once. You had reference to Rivash Simon Hay once. There's a third Rivash. A third Rivash. We haven't seen it at all. Okay. Cool question, Kiddush Tshuva. Let's see if I found it. Anybody find it out here on the screen? Getting close. There we go. Hoyse bilas bilas nus. Why? The father was alive. He said, no. In this particular case, because the father gave Rishus. But if he didn't give Rishus, it's nothing. Abarna Levi calls up. Tana did a filly and a yichud and a tzricha. The came with the ishtohi. Bomenes imo kuli almayadi shenisiach imo levolem. Here he quotes the Ra'ah approvingly. Whereas in Siman Vav he rejected the Ra'ah. Stira galuya in the Rivash. From Siman Vav to Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel. A stira in the Rivash. But the Noda Yehuda says that it depended if there was a marriage beforehand. Even the rabbinic marriage. So he has the kasha, and page 477, that there is no Kiddushin Derabbanan over here. He doesn't like to know the Behuda's Terence. Big problem. The answer is, this Ra'ah is thrown in only as what we call a sniff bialma. The real reason why the marriage works over here is because the father gave a shus. Then he threw in, even if not, well, maybe the Ra'ah said something. He's not just passing like the Ra'ah. You find me on page 478. I'm assuming that it's correct. Halacha lemaase. Now there's another problem, Rabbi Osai. We mentioned yesterday the concept of huvzaku. Huvzaku, Rabbi Osai. Huvzaku. Some want to say that the civil marriage is going to work not because of chazak and all of those nos. No, it wouldn't apply. But humsuku, they're known in town as husband and wife. They're known in town as husband and wife. So he says, no, it's not true. This is a much later, page 621. Whoa, skipped on from something famous. He says, there are those who claim, humsuku, said it's not true. It's not true. Why is it not true? Because humsuku means we assume that there was a proper kiddushin. But if we know for a fact that there wasn't, then there wasn't. Here we know for a fact that there wasn't. So we can do better than yesterday when it comes to certain. Oh, I forgot the name of Dvar Avraham. It's not going to help me with this. Dvar Avraham writes that the Shulta Giborim, which I think we also don't have, not that we don't have over here, didn't mean Chazak or Enamos Bismos. He meant Tuksuku. It presumably was a kosher marriage beforehand. But if there wasn't, there wasn't. And that's where Moshe writes. We're going to see now many, many tshuvas of Rav Moshe. Many. We'll see the first one right now. Okay, the first one. There will be many. Today, she will be half Rav Moshe. Which is, of course, appropriate. Rav Moshe. Oh, my door. This is a tshuva of what happened. They got married in Russia in 1932, and they went to Argentina, and they set up, separated in 1935. In 1941, she got married in a secular court to another, to a Jewish person. 1945, they had a child. Is the child a mamzer or not a mamzer? Wow, a very serious question. A very serious question. Look, he was in Russia himself. Once 1930, the Xeris Kushis on religion started in communist Russia. And they got married without Chuba V'Kiddushin. Right? There was nothing. They didn't get married civilly either. They just become unofficially married. And when they Kolakas Vagas even spied Shemrotze. They have to register it whenever they wanted. Therefore, Tzadik HaRava Goyim, Rabbi Shul Menachem Ehrenberg, She'en B'zeh Shadoro Yitekat Derech Ish V'Yishto, Hein Ish V'Yishto, Af Shabbos Man Rav, V'Chazok Hashem Ish V'Yishto V'Dini HaTorah. No! Kein V'Cherubo D'Ruah V'Anoshim V'Anoshim K'Elu, Lo Ha'yishom V'Torah. V'Furusim L'Chol Shul Hashem V'Klal Dini HaTorah. Even in Argentina, where there are many Rabbanim, they couldn't, they weren't firm at all. She didn't want to be married to that Moshe Yisrael. Come on. Not at all. No de Behuda, quote of Ehrenberg. Below Amira Zuishti Zebaili Lohoyu Horgin Bechazaka Zusha Dorn Yachadem Ishvishto. You have to say it explicitly. So in this case, you don't say it. Even they said I'm husband and wife, they didn't mean Rabbo Sayyid Dini HaTorah. Not at all. What they meant was Nisuin the Arko Sam. And they heard the many kiddushim, either civil marriage or reform rabbis, right? Come on. There's nothing. Nothing. It's not a marriage at all. They didn't do kiddushin Torah, follow the Rov, and therefore there's no reason to make any problems over here. Okay, maybe that's as far as the children. For her, maybe there's room to be a little bit more strict if you can find it to give a get. Fine. If you can't find, you can't find. So don't worry about it. This is what Rav Moshe said. Okay, Ad Kan Chela Gimel Siman Vav Chuvas Rav Moshe. So therefore, what he's saying is that the Shulta Gibram is talking about Hugzuku. Hugzuku is a whole different concept, Rav Moshe. Hugzuku. Doesn't mean chazaka. See, the words are a little confusing. The chazaka means that he had a mind to marry her. No, he assumed it was a previous marriage. If we know for a fact there was no previous marriage, then there's no marriage. Finished, they're not married, that's all. Don't make tzaras. Oh. Sitz Eliezer they have. So he says, Sitz Eliezer has a tshuva about this too. They have all the halakha for some funny reason. Chelek Tetzvah they do have. Same story. Someone disappeared. All right. He starts over saying, Ish v'isha, this huxukul. Shabob din esayam. He omer ze baile, who omer ze rishti. Vuxu shloshim yom, horgin aleha. Hid it for many years. No. Zug chofshi, a secular couple. They have nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. Huxukul kama b'moshav chofshi shabachul l'mokam b'gur. They live in a non-observant kibbutz. And there, they were considered to be married because they got married civilly in Mexico. That's considered enough. Well, civil marriage, that's all. Therefore, on both sides, he thinks there's no problem. Because why? Because Hulzaku, not as having been married halakhically, but having been married civilly. Look at this. He quotes, Shut Pnei Yeshua, may the Elta say it. Simon Aleph. Quote the Rivash, we know the Rivash, maybe the Rivash a fifth time. We've said the Rivash so many times. That's the Rivash. Here, Lo Chayshim Lechazak Azul Lechagol Nidoneinu. Not only are they not from, right, they went to go far away to get married civilly in Mexico. They're not even married civilly for some reason. They're going to Mexico. So this must kind of something's wrong over there. So therefore, not considered to be in the category of marriage. They didn't want to get married Jewishly. So Huchzu does not apply on both sides. The Huchzu goes to be married Shalom Kedin. Not married Kedin. Can I get back? This is something bad here. My fault, I press the buttons. You see when I press buttons, it's always bad. Okay, let's forget about it. Hope I didn't ruin the whole system. Now I'm all excited that the following Shiloh. And here we're going to see Shutim from Rishonim. Rishon. And Rishon. Shut. Shut Rashba discusses the following very serious question. A couple was not really married to Dasa Kedin, but they wrote again anyway. May she marry a Kohen? This is a very common Sharla these days, Rabosa. Let's read every word of the Rashba. Every word is important. What happened? You have to get married in front of 10 people, the Shliach Tzibur. And they did it in some other way, and the Kiddushin was bottle, and they battled the Kiddushin because they didn't do it in front of a minion. You know, they told Reuven, let Shimon give your wife a get. Everyone should know that people shouldn't think she's really married. He was an Amoritz, he heard the Malachim, and Shimon gave a get to his daughter, but nothing came out. It was just a chashash. Then she wants to marry a Kohen. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Tshuva. Get ze posel lakuna. Bad news. The get makes her ineligible to marry a Kohen. Even the get didn't really have to be given. But look at the small print. I don't mean literally small print. It's all big print. I'll show on the screen. The proverbial small print. Why the Rashba say? Why? Chodah. The man lay alone, the lone is scotch look hogan. Choose at that corner. You have knas, you need 10 people, and a shliach tzibur. Maybe he didn't realize it. Maybe it's a scotch up in the evidence anyway. Maybe he didn't hear about this prohibition for some reason. And maybe people will hear that they're married, they won't know about how it was annulled, if you will. And therefore, she may not marry a Kohen, Rabbosai. At Kan Rashba. You got to see the words are very important. The words are important. Number one, maybe she really was married. They got married out of the city. Out of the city, then they're not bound by this knas and not getting married in front of 10 people. And even if it really wasn't chal, ain't there dual akol? Not everybody knows that it wasn't chal. Shema begita v'lo shema b'ha. But there was a get. They won't know it's a get for an invalid kiddushin. I think it was a valid kiddushin. How can she not marry a Kohen? Gives two reasons why she's not allowed to marry a Kohen, this woman. What's a Gemara? What do you say? I'm not going to hold Gemara. Gemara says, ta-da. Why? Achraza. Ike the Shema b'chalitza, lo Shema b'achraza. For us in the name of Shkasharu chalutza l'koy. Over here, they'll hear about the get. They will not know that the Kedusha was really nothing. And they'll say, a Gerusha can marry a Kohen. Ad kan Rash b'chelik alav simen tov kuf nun. Tov kuf nun. Ad kan. More than that. Behold. Third reason. Kiddushin sabachay. He omeres kiddashtani. Who am I lo kiddashtich? Who mutu b'krov osev? He asur b'krov av. Shavra shchatichat yisura. Ma'ol iten get. Rabbi ma'kofen shmulama b'vakshin. Mishnu b'vakshin l'chayel. Kofen malama. Lei malon ichle lezze b'krov osev. V'hocha duhu oma lo kiddashtich. B'chol zman shonasen get. Mutu b'krov osev. Alfa pishi hi omeres kiddashtani. B'vakshin me iten get. Hakol yodim she'enu ala l'sfeika potem and litin ksuba. Afil l'hochi kol shenosin get, hu asa b'krov osel. So it applies over here as well. This is the famous Shuvah Sarajma, gives three reasons, even though the get maybe not have been necessary, still, she may not marry a kohen. Everyone with me so far, Bosa? Got it? Yes? Okay. Now, Rabbi Bosa, let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says about this. Shulchan Aruch has a discussion of this. Shulchan Aruch Ebenezer. Simen Vav. Ebenezer Mosai Simen Vav. Sif Aleph. Coin not on a Maria Grusha. If you're the Reich, I get posted the Kuna. Fine. Bafilo Nisgashak, which is called Kiddushin Bialma, Alpha Pishu Borosh and Mamesh, Venosin Kiddushin, Venosin get Rakbi Koach Chumma Bialma, Afilo Hachi as Psula Lakuna, Shut the Rajma Simatov Kufna, we just saw. Is he quoted the Lachal Amais? He quoted the Lachal Amais? Oh, wait a second. The Rav Shvoa asked it for three different reasons, which you just saw. Right? And why over here is it also? He didn't give the reasons of the Rashba. Right? The Rambam went beyond the Rashba. Rashba has three specific reasons, right? Someone heard from this, didn't hear about that. Maybe she really was married. The Mavak, a whole story. So we'll see soon how this plays out. This is very, very, very important. There's another Chumash of Rashba. Let's go back over here. Okay. Actually, what happened over here? Why
is so much open?
Yeah, but why is so big? One more show was a Rashba. Rashba, right? Chelik Dalet. Another two is Rashba. Chelik Dalet. That wasn't Chelik Aleph. This is Chelik Dalet. What happened? It was Kiddushin. Okay? Reuven Kiddush Bas Yehuda. What? Shimon starts a call that this woman was married to his son. Ha! Can you believe it? It's like a new rumor. She's married to somebody else. a whole Tara. Isha zu vada ein choshe mekidusha klal. Lo hoysa tzricha get klal. Umachos kol atanas hakodmos. Nothing. And therefore, he says, ein ze get me'isha. Ela me'isha acher, muteras the coin in the krovo. This get is nothing. Came from some other guy who was never really married to her. Nothing. Nothing. I, the Gemara in Kiddushin, Samachay, I, Rav Shaloma, Samachay, Omeres Kiddashtani, he says, no, Kofin. The whole discussion. The Gemara says there's an Isser. Yeah. No, not, it's not true. Shani also, the Kevin she Omeris, she herself says, Shinaskachalo. And maybe she's telling the truth. The Batuan went to the Medina Sayyar. Kol Shaget Nitan Lami Menu. Very Pesophic yet. So Nezabi Krovo says, she cannot marry a Kohen. In our case, it's garnished. Zero. Kol Shain Aget Getcham, and Spiegel also Bezin, and Aget, and Choshalo. If Bezim would have required it, she'd chosh in the Psalm and Akuna. That's what it says. But here, no one wanted it. Gornish Adkan, a bit of a steer of Osai between the two chumas of the Rajma. Seems to be a steer. So the question of becomes, how do we resolve the steer? If a get is given what need not be given, may she marry a Kohen or not? Here he said she may marry a Kohen, and the previous Shiva seemed to say that she may not marry a Kohen.
But the first Shiva, there was more
of a reason. Ah, very good. So very good. The first Shiva, there was more of a reason to say that she was married, potentially. This seems to me what the Beis Shmuel says. It's very important to see who's right in terms of these, how we resolve these theories. Back to the beginning, it'll be easier. The Beis Shmuel asks this question, steering the Rajma. The Beis Shmuel is found in Siman Vav. I heard that voice. I was not happy.
No, that's me.
Oh, it's you.
It's me.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Same voice.
Similar voice. Watch this. Steer in Rajma. Look. Shuvah a Rajma. Tav kuf lun mashma. Lechor the sosel is a stira. That's what we said until now. Toher shama yogam ket shiduchin. V'giyash mi'atzav lo baz bezin. V'mikom kom posit shana v'get. Efshen tovkuf nun shani de afal gav al pidin lo yitzorch legarish v'girish miatzo arminon shema emes adava de kidesh. Maybe, as opposed to the tshuvas and the Beis Yosef quotes from the Rajma, lo hayasham to one died less the chashash klal v'yitzorch get klal. He said that there's a possibility they were married. She may not marry a kohen. No possibility she was married. She may marry a kohen. Not a problem. No chashash klal. Okay, that's the answer. Oh, and with the Beis Shmuel threw in an extra phrase. What's extra phrase? What did he throw in extra phrase? Extra phrase that the Beis Shmuel threw in is as follows. He says, this is girish miatzmo, as opposed to what? Hitzrichu bezni. So the shape here, Mahal Kedushin, there's no source for that. Even if Bezin required it, if the mice there was no real chashash kedushin, not. And therefore he passes to the mice. The sefer. Civil marriage does not really require a get. We do it anyway just to play it safe. Should be an ish. She may still marry a kohen. He passes the loch of the mice. Still marry a Kohen. That's what he passes. What about reform? What about reform? The problem of reform is, from one perspective, reform is more lenient. How so? As we saw yesterday from Moshe, that he's relying on the reform rabbi. It's even more lenient than a civil marriage. He knows that the justice of the peace can't make Jewish marriage. Everybody knows that. But a reform rabbi, a reform Jew thinks, oh, the reform rabbi, he made me married. So he's not well ashamed of Kedushin. He's already married by the reform rabbi, Rabosai. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, Rabosai goes the other direction as well. Except today's Rav Moshe Day. I think it's now the end of the Shia, we almost all Rav Moshe. Okay, let's be happy. We can see Rav Moshe's truths. This Shuvah Rabosai is an Eben Ezra Chelek Aleph. A couple of truths about reform marriage. This is on the Makor sheet, if I'm not mistaken. This Kach is a reform rabbi. 1956. Reform rabbi. Other one at the wedding with Rishoyim of Korom Lechal Shabbos, and it was the meal was treif. They all ate treif. Now I can't get a get. Ein kiddush shel reform rabbi klum. Nothing. If we know no way to share, who saw the ring be given over, and he's having a sleep. And there were two Adim who stood in the back, and they didn't say anything, Rabbi Osai. If it was a Rav Koshim, whom Chashim said the Kiddushin of Vital Zeman Adam Krov, he was Adam Kiddushin. And the proper ones are in the back, Chasam Sova Simon Kuf writes, Kiddushin Gemurit. Umedina lo tzorach lekacha ora pa, mitam takshem, shayosham, afshlo rov lo shamu maisa Kiddushin ar yodin, buum dunu de muchach, kanan tzade, shiniskacha kadin. That's a famous Chasam Sova. Piskat Shavakot. It's on the Makaros. Baru Poshet. Shall Russia may reform? Should see the kiddushin lekanan tzare shenasim maase kiddushin penesina miyada liyada. Who said? Va'amira kol rabbi reformer os eis a maase shebode milibo omer shezeh kiddushin engan afilu maas achzuk tematzina mekusim garnished. For those who didn't see, you know, they know the rabbi is doing something up there. Then I eat a kiddushin. If you happen to have done a proper amir in the scene, it doesn't make a difference. No edim. In this case, they don't need that. There's no way to in the whole hall. Ah, they live together. Ishvi Ishto. That's only Odom Yodea Shohei Kiddushin Klum. Our Gemara, Suba Sain Gimel. Shabbat Pruta, etc. Go on, Shingushin. Okay. Fine. But the one who does not know that Lester Pruta is no good. No, bought out in the Kiddushin Rishon Nebo. We saw the Gemara. So by Kiddushin Ketana. If he doesn't know, there's a Da'at Rishon Nebo. Zeborur. Eilu Ahochim the Reform Rabbi. Shesovim Shebedatam Shatoa. She'en Hem Kiddushin. I think the Rabbi did a good job. Adat of the Kiddushin Rishon Nebo. She'en Aklum. And you don't apply Muslim Mishpachlal. The Rivosh said. The Ramo Pastas. The Simcha Vav. The way the Mechaba Kuf Pemtes. Even if we machmir here at Tachayach Rabosai, they don't know anything about it, ain't so get the Torah Salafiri. Adkan. So reform, Kedushin, according to Rav Moshe, is nothing. It's nothing. So passing to Rav Moshe. Nothing. Zero. Nothing. Yeah.
What if you don't know if they're Edom or Shem?
They have a problem. After the research, you really have to do research. But now, has anyone ever been in a reform marriage yet? Ever been in one? And what goes on there? Listen to this, Jew. I know. Watch this. There was 1 second. There was no kosher aid at the wedding. Watch this. I said, no aidim. It's nothing. He's all Michal Shabbos. Right. And he calls again the Chasam Sova Sumakuv, doesn't apply over here. Watch this.
So if you're Shomer Shabbos, you stay away from it?
Stay away. Stay in the back.
Because you're Nate, right?
Stay in the back.
Is that good enough?
Stay in the back and try not to look. What do they do this with the four rabbis? Watch this now. Watch this. Anan Sadi, it was like this. So yesh kama dvarim shepolsel b'kiddushin. Afim also maisi kiddushin kamo tabas shelo o tabas shenosla b'kvar. Hold on. What apostle? He uses her ring, which is not his. Or he gave it to her as a gift beforehand. So it's an Amira B'Alma. And maybe, what do they do? Machlifin atabos. You know what that means? They exchange rings. Vigamken omeres. She also, he speaks, she speaks. Habe divrei hevel shalom du midachi agoyim. Everyone has his own new way. Ain't a clue, there's no Aiden. This indicates that Rav Moshe holds that a double ring ceremony is no good. Do you believe this? Wow. 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 Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why is that true? I mean, like, if they would exchange rings, but the rest of the ceremony is like normal way.
We'll have to discuss that. Yes.
So you said with Aiden at a wedding that for Shom Shabbos to stay in the back?
Stay in the back.
So if it's a family member, are you possibly just...
Doesn't matter. Stay in the back anyway.
Why?
Because...
So you can't be a kosher aide.
Depends how close you... If you're a brother, it's no problem. But if you're a distant relative, you can be kosher aides, which we don't want.
A cousin?
First cousin. Father's side. Mother's side. It's better to stay in the back. Watch, this is a very important thing, which is a dig in our Gemara. In our Gemara. Kehle she kiddushin ahoy klum, fehem ahoy sovrush b'tolusam, she kiddushin en klum, ma she dara ha-kach ki-ish v'ishto, is nothing. Adath kiddushin rishonim hu boel, ksum asayin gimel. The corner of our end of simul namen aleph. Mem tes. Av shehoch alecha limiti b'din. אבל מצד שהם אמרצים בזמן הזה, שגם דין הפשוטים נמי לידוע לכל שרובה לרובה בני אמריקה אין יודע מהם כלום. לכן פושט, שאף אם אחד יודע שלא היו קידושים, some Jew will know it, לא יועל, why? תכיוון שהרבה אין יודעים, לקשוב ענן צעדי דבוא לשם קידושים. מרדיק, רבו סי. את המחלוקת, כסוב עשה עם גימל, עודם יודע, או אין עודם יודע, whether Pachas Mishav Aput is good or not. Ask him! Ask him! Moshe is Gavaldik Akasha. Ask him! If he knows or not. Great Kasha. It says, Pligi Yimadim Yodeshu Efshah L'Sholom Yod. Ask him! Alumitam no. Avshi is Baruch Shu Yoda Shloi Kedushi Mikomakom Kevin Lo Yodua Shu Yoda Meachash Habim Neyodam Ein Yodin Lek Shuvan Antzade Shabol Hashem Kedushi. Okay, the Efshel on Nachshav, she got more on you there. So they know Edim. They know Edim. Ad Khan, Reb Moshe. Moshe, at the end of the day, though, is not so happy with this. At the very end of the day. Watch this. The very, very end. Look. So, Leida kol elu shehoyu achasna kvavar psulun ade Edim share. You have to make sure every single person there was possibly Edim. How for some of the chalei Shabbosos, their stores are open on Shabbos. They work in factories on Shabbos. So then we assume the apostle aiders, even though there are no formal Kabbalah's aiders against them, because it's well known the first one. But if you don't know for sure, to be Kabbalah aiders, the whole discussion to be Kabbalah b'fnei bal din, shlo b'fnei bal din, very complicated. L'chein, im hoyu shem anashim keilu. Sarach lechatchila the kabbalahs b'fneim that the apostle is the mechal shabbos. Avol kemech that yevsha, it's the hakel b'makom igon gazel the kabbal avshalom b'fneim. Okay, this is where Amarish says. Please. Moshe seems to be saying that if to be Eidek Sherim, you have to worry about it. Why? Didn't they switch rings? It's not clear in Rav Moshe's tshuva if you knew for a fact that they had switched the double ring ceremony and the Eidek Sherim would witness the double ring ceremony. Not clear what he says over here. They would be married, wouldn't be married. Not completely clear. Now, this is in Chelek Aleph. Let's turn to Chelek Gimel. I told you, there's Rav Moshe there. Chelek Gimel, Simen, Chav Gimel. Kedusha B'Tabel Reform. Right, this is sent already in 1964-5. Went to Reform Temple. He says, probably no one's kosher probably over there. Goes to Rav Henkin again. Rav Henkin said that you have to worry about Eidek Sherim. Hold on. He's like this. He said, even look. In Lo Yevshel Eidash Mishum Yizayos Mechov Beishan is 22 years old. Yesh Tisvach Aleha Shelo Hoyu Shem Shomer Torah Lekov from Chavera. Vegam Vaday Lo Osu Inyan Esinu Kedin the Kiddushin. Vaday. Earlier he said he's not so sure. Maybe the years, because the years went on. I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to know. Here he says at the end of the tshuva that even if a get was given in this particular case, watch this. He says, "Avchad chilas mutelas doesn't blow get." Yeah. Lo nifsal lekuna. Why a get was given? Lo nefsel lekuna. Earlier he seemed to say there was a psul kuna. Rav Moshe. There's contradictions in Rav Moshe. Well, there is a psul kuna. Well, not a psul kuna. It's hard to know. In Rav Moshe's shuvas. So you're in the Rashba, you're in Rav Moshe. We'd like to say if it's an alpi din, no need for a get, she's share the kuna. That's what I'd like to say. That la halacha lemaisa. But now, in Rav Moshe, let's go see.
Like steers work hand in hand, because earlier he said that he's not sure that maybe they do have like good marriages and
maybe. Maybe. Now up to 1970, Rabbi Milwaukee, Reform Rabbis. Watch this. It's such an important thing about double ring ceremonies over here. What he says. Watch. What happens? A harbor man who like Kulon, the oral Reform Rabbis of double ring ceremonies. Avshin also tabas, haray gamhino senes lo tabas, uvochiach nesinosal nesinosal. Her giving proves about his, reveals about his giving, and rak matana mi alma, al shenasu ish viisha, avalasiya sekedushne belo klum, daf devar ulaeda. Look at that. Belo bezeb is kachim zezed, your name is your nesinas abala the kedushin, nesinas isha, gamkinos the kedushin, udevei hevel. Doheim eina mekachin klal. And the kaisa tshuvas dvarim al tshes a rabbi. Imotsa lika chen alisha, meshav hen. Also shal vimotsa hen. Sounds like the church, no? She's eina rak dvarim after shal kedushin, dvarim shal rotsa lish. They want to get married. That's it, they're getting married. They exchange rings to confirm what their commitments. Lohaya klum, even if it's in front of two eidim, Rabosai. Look at that. That's what Rav Moshe writes. It's nothing with nothing with nothing with nothing with nothing. Nothing. And Rav Moshe goes further than that. Usually Rav Moshe says this to be cautious for Rav Henkin. We should try to get a get whenever we can. Okay? Here, reform is even less than civil, as we saw before. Okay? B'hocha, sheyesh lehem bonim, leko gam maila lahachmir. Don't ask for a get. Kadesh lo yetze kol mamzeres aleihen, Rabosai. How do you like that? Maybe should not be mocked to ever get when children have been born already from a second man. Don't spread rumors of mamzeres. What about the guy wants to remarry Chera ben Gershon? Come on, he said to Rav Moshe. Mashabal nasi isha drishan bar kos kema shu b'sam b'cherem v'negeshen and l'hachma b'shul chashashas b'yalma. Signs of name. Amazing. This is Rabbi Osai, all reform. What about conservative? A conservative already getting a little bit trickier. Some of the traditional conservatives, maybe an Orthodox rabbi in a conservative shul. You have to be careful. We had the shadow literally yesterday. Someone came to us a shadow like this. I'm going to a seminary in Yerushalayim. All of a sudden, came to a shadow that her mother, before she married the father, had a marriage in a conservative rabbi in some way, never got a get. Fault. That's not to take care of it. I'm going to have to check up what the best is to do the research. Now, Rabbi Osai, we go to Rabbi Moshe in Chelek Dalet. We're in Aleph, we're in Gimel, and now we're in Dalet. Conservative. He said, "Suli Eidus," because he himself wasn't from the conservative rabbi. Afshir gam shnei edim sheim shen starfim a rabbi nifslu b'tzirufim la rabbi was a core of apostle. Edim no kosher edim. Rav conservative in their shul, edim wouldn't go in there to show mitzvahs. Maybe the core of apostle. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Also, suli makas. Not going there right now. The gam etzam ma'ase kiddushin efshalon nase kahogen kevon shenaboki bilchos kiddushin afim boki lo ichpas la rabbi kol kach sheyasu gedin the osn haba inchi drum shabodem biatzman shegam akalim lo senes tabas lachosn tachas achupa b'shas kiddushin gewalt go beres gam ken ez adava sharabe rabbis. If this is ever in a Kmask Kedushin Shalom, Nika Mim Mekadesh for me, and Mechos the Kala, Kala Zachosan, Ulai Nirish of Drax Masa Schok, the Chaluf in the Sinus Matonus, the Sim of the Alma, Shnasim, the Chashiv, the Shnishto, Vloshu Masa, King of Ishus, Shet Sricha Torah. Ulai Lefi Kavanazu, who Kilo Nasa Kedush Torah, was Kasha Klau, who at the Suffolk Godol, Shalom Atsosin is a Raya Adain. Rabbi Moshe couldn't still find the Raya. Kelly Dalitary, the later Chuba, a double ring ceremony, are they married? Not married, Moshe not sure. Moshe not sure? Not sure. What happens, Rabbi? They tell you want a double ring ceremony. I say, no, I'm not going to do it. Some rabbis, they're going to fire that with no choice. Look at what Moshe writes. So Moshe is such an Oyev Yisrael. The rabbi has to make a panasa. What do you do? Because you're Moshe. Uchshin is diamond the Rav Echad be'ezah chasna shemachrichin also. They force him. Who honest beparna soso. Otherwise you're fired, Rabbi. Lasos kiddushin dafka beofen shakalatitin gamke tabasa chosin. Sorach lo diosa. Tell them. V'gam leidim. Ki rak nesina sa chosin akala henkin kiddushin. Unesina sa kala la chosin lo shayach la kiddushin klal rak maton in the alma. I mean, Russell, table Lashon Shem, the divine is seen on the Abba, the Chiba, Achweshek for Ubalas. They say, Nidado, Dibado, Dili, whatever the things they say after the marriage. Don't say, Hare Atom, Akuda, Shliba, Tabaz, Luka, that's most of Israel. That's a real disaster. What was it she says? I was once at a wedding, and I said, bring me the ring. And they bring up Shazak, rubber ring. The guy said, oh, that's my ring. Oh boy. I put the ring in my pocket. And they found her ring. Gave her ring, you know, much smaller ring. And then they asked me afterwards, can we have our ring? I said, no. I'm going to give it to him. I didn't steal the chatzot. The next day I gave it to him. You could have been, you know, very often I see some people in our yeshiva that I'm not a big fan of men wearing rings. I think it's just an egalitarian phenomenon. Unless, if a man feels if he wears a ring, you're protecting the office from girls running after him, then he should wear the ring when he's single. For sure. He's more protection. Like having bad breath. Whatever may just keep the girls away from you, whatever it may happen to be. Okay? But I'm against it in principle. But I don't stop it. Very often it comes out that the man gets married to the woman with only one ring. They come out of the Yichud room, all of a sudden he's wearing a ring too. How did it happen? I don't know. Behind closed doors, no one saw. Everyone realizes it's not part of the marriage ceremony proper. Okay. We can survive with that. In this case, once I had it in my hand, I wasn't going to give it to him until the next day. Nobody needs a neighbor. I hope not. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Is there a way of keeping the ring from like the mother-in-law or something, as long as it's not from the
no girl? Giving of rings under the chuppah, period. That's my policy. I won't do it. I won't come.
No, I understand.
Thank
that
God, Marshall won't be fired. Yeshiva won't be fired. I hope that continues.
I understand it's not like
refuse to do that.
But like, would there be an issue if someone else gave him a ring? It seems like the only issue is the college giving him a ring, and it looks like she's.
Looks like the whole wedding is a combination of the two actions together. That's nothing that Moshe says. Okay? Now up to conservativi again. Oh, look what happened in this crazy case. She married conservative, Adam Apostle, she was mizana with a boyfriend, and she wants to marry the boyfriend. Good morning, what a great couple is this. They're married conservative, she never has a boyfriend. She's mizana with a boyfriend, and she wants to marry him. If the first marriage is good, she can't. So will the boy. First marriage is no good. Written to Rabbi Zev Lef, the rabbi in the young Israel, Syria Yisrael. I think of Miami. Is that what it was? If I'm not mistaken.
Now
he's in Moshav. I've been for many, many years. But this is written in 1980, Rabbi Zev. A long time ago. He was then, I think, in Florida, if I'm not mistaken. Very close to the road. So he wrote the Rabbi Shir to Shiloh. So now, the question is not so simple, Rabbi Shir. Not so simple. Why? Conservative. Apostle the Adas. If they say he's a Shomer Shabbos, eats kosher. Rabbi Shir is a Chiddush Nifu, not what it means. He's an Atzmo Shul Rabbi Shir conservativin, but knowing as Hadassah Badacha conservativin, who Easter Meinyonic Kfira Shapostle the Adas. The Af and believer who mam and mamish kevah shakoponim b'fiv maskin l'shitosam who posel yedus kol shkini revadik I believe all kovim b'dvar m'shem kofrim and the edik subu edik kiddushin are known in the mechal le'shabbos the not kiddushin do no edim k'sherim ayish they were bo ish ishto nah you don't say anybody knows this kind of a case if you lie on the conservative marriage. And Bechlal, the Rivosh. Now is the problem. That's the problem. So, Ochli Vodash, Ulahir, and Sonsha, Bahakru, and Baitis, Shneidim, Sherim, Bishas, and Kiddushin. Nachup, why'd they go? They knew the Mechutanim, they had no choice to go. They were friends, the Yedidim, from business. And they saw, if he said, Hariat, Mudesh, Libet, Abazu, then if they're Edim, Sherim, who saw the Kiddushin, even though they were not appointed as Eidim, it's Kiddushin. I, Korav Apostle, the Harper Rabbi was saying, lives to a Kiddushin. The Gam Kevin Shah, Rabbi, watch this now. Yiched Eidim Absulim Shiyu Eidim, Horel on Starfi Mom Liposel. It's a major problem. There were kosher Eidim there, they're married. The problem in this case, Rabosai, but it's a great thing in a different case. Orthodox marriage. Everything's great, and they find one of the end is possible. In my humble opinion, they are married, based on Ramosha. They are married. That's a Chassam Sofer said we saw before. Ain't it from behind saw? You know, they didn't see the ring, but it's obvious what's going on over there. I, Korav Apostle? No, we don't apply Korav Apostle in these kinds of cases, either because the rabbi, even the Orthodox Rav, was Miyaka these two Aiden, and they're apostles, one at least one is apostle. But the other people, the other 100, 500 people in the audience are not considered part of them. Wow. This is a very, very important Nakuda. So what if you can't find out? We always, that's our best, we look for pictures, videos, albums, we look at all, that's what we do all the time. Can't find out. You know what you're going to do? We assume there'll be no Aiden sharing. And you rely upon this, Linase leboel, Sura deraisa, not a suffix mamish, cheskas penuya, and therefore we can allow him. Now, if he wouldn't necessarily rely upon this for Eishes Ish, which is a more serious violation, well, he's the Boel, he was Makil. Yes, sir.
Would you suggest a Chas V'Shalom to be Koshes for Aiden to like take a picture of the Fafar, make sure there's
a every wedding today has 1,000 pictures.
Of the people?
1,000. Oh, everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, new camera. They should scan the entire audience and get every single face of the 1,000 people there.
Or just the people in front. Would that make things easier?
Maybe. Maybe. Watch this.
The videographer.
Watch this. So somebody wrote it to Rav Moshe. Maybe the first condition was no good, because it's Tinoch Shenishba. Rav Moshe writes this very carefully. I wrote it in the Tshuva. Psulin Liedus. Rabosai, a guy who was brought up not from, never was from, is Psul Liedus. He was Tinoch Shenishba. Why? Aftlo Gwi Meyakam, Avlo Gwi Meyakam, Liedus. Bakshaninian is a Malin. All right, Malin, you have to save his life. Edus, because Masha Chazer B'tshuva, Hey B'tuusim Lo Yadifim Meyakam, Meyakam Shechazim the Kfir Machshiv Liyotzim in the Klal Yisrael. Eino Machzik B'das Yisrael, because Masha Kohen B'Klal Yisrael. Gamaloze, Keva Shalko Ponim Eino Maminim B'Toro V'Schar V'Onesh, Shem Kein Leka Klal Dover Osa V'Yonshuk Shiyosu Dover Ra, Kein Leka Shem Yisrael Milord Sheker. In other words, you and I, under penalty of perjury, not a penalty of perjury in court, it's not a court, of Hashem. Hashem is going to give a chalila an onesh, someone who's going to lie. So if we say something which they accept it to be true, but someone doesn't believe in Hashem and Tzchavi onesh, so then why can't he lie? So he's not a good aid. Misha eni odadik aidus sheker, even though he knows it's going to be a punishment, posel the aidus. Pasul Yegos. Finished. I mean, that's Jewish tradition. Anyway, they see from people. Ein HaKiddush and Klum. Ad Kan. And Rav Moshe writes further than that. Rav Moshe writes, in such circumstances, perhaps it's better, again, the apostle Eidus, even though there's no official Eidus against them. Okay. Rav Moshe is saying somewhere that it's better they shouldn't be married. Here. Lashpia Rachi Kachena Kiddushin, because even if they're not from now, ancient Tsarvazeh, because my name is Tshuva, Adrava, Yosef Tovish, Eina Mekudeshesh, Shem Yisparjalo Tiechesish. Rabbi gets a phone call from an outsider, doesn't know, can't be married, be my Messiah Kiddushin. Say no, Sir Moshe, that you won't go, you'll go to Reform. I'll go to Reform. Baruch Hashem, go to Reform. You go to Reform, you break up, but don't get, you won't be my Mzairis. Come to the Orthodox, have a major problem. The whole discussion about in one of the newspapers 20 years ago, was, should you do the marriage or not? Some said yes, some said no. My pshara is as follows. If one of the rabbis asks these things, when one of the parents is from, look what happens. The parent, one of the parents is a member of my shul, or a semi-from member of the shul. Kid's not from. Rabbi, please do the wedding for me. I want to be a proper wedding. You tell the guy, I'll do it on one condition. If this breaks up, you have to call me right away. Come for a proper get. Then I think it's what to do. The guy calls him in the street. I find him in the phone book. You have no connection whatsoever. You'll do a kosher marriage now. They'll just separate a year later. And you'll be mamzerus. Don't do it. Just say no. I don't do solution restraint. I'm not in the business of solution restraints. I'm not doing it. Finished. I'm not doing it. Oh. It's interesting, about that. Yeah. Problem. They do every single one. There are rumors, I think I mentioned once before, that the Rabbanut and the non-observant kibbutzim passel the wedding. They make sure they're only passel the edus, because they're fearful that in those kibbutzim, unfortunately, they live a very loose lifestyle, semi-open marriage, and they're going to create chas v'shalom and lo sinof and mamzeris, but they shouldn't be married. Wow, that's a very amazing thing. What happened over here? Look at this. A woman was already divorced from her husband. They came to America. And he wanted to marry a Kohen. And they went to a Reform rabbi, and the Reform rabbi did it. Garnish with garnish. Nothing with nothing. Even according to Rav Henkin, it's nothing. More than that. Garo b'sviva shlomotzi ha-benashim k'sherim. Then even according to Rav Henkin, it's nothing. Garnished. Okay? Nothing. Nothing. Okay. Then he says, Rav Moshe, like this. Im yod, afim yodu inchi shekshayim na'edos shendar nikish v'yishka in a klum. Uvifrat, Rav Moshe writes. Came into the Kohen, hori ayadei kidushin, over Yisr chomer, mikshubol busha below kidushin. Moshe says that if you marry with kidushin, it's a worse aver. So therefore, probably, he doesn't want to get married with kidushin. So I saw over here, in page 706, coming to the end, he says, the Mechil is called Rav Moshe. You think this conservative guy knows a din, that he's back here. He does kidushin, it's a worse issue with respect to Yisr Kohen. He didn't do kidushin, what are you kidding me? He never heard of this whole concept. He doesn't understand Rav Moshe. Like this. They don't know anything. You know, stay in this kind of a case, you know, bring in a shikul, it's the worst aveira with a kedushin or without a kedushin. Come on, Rav Moshe has never heard of it. Therefore, he thinks that that's particular last point that Rav Moshe has, he doesn't understand why it should be so. Oh, halacha lemaisi, passing here on page 710. A reform marriage, if they have a church like ceremony, it's gone. They have a Jewish ceremony with no Edim, it's again garnished. If there are Edim, you better find out what they had in mind. And don't give a get for nothing, he says. What do you mean, find out what they had in mind?
Even
kosher Edim. What do you mean? What do you mean what they had in mind? What do you mean? Because maybe they only had in mind either an open marriage, semi-open marriage, a marriage that can be broken up by going to the civil court. That's they had in mind. Then maybe it would be nothing. Either two Edim. Conservative? No. If there were two Edim and they saw that a conservative rabbi did a regular wedding without double ring ceremony, a straightforward wedding, then it's a big problem. Then maybe they really are married.
Because they know more.
They know more. It seems to me that, as I mentioned to you a few minutes ago, someone came to me just yesterday with a conservative marriage. We're going to do the homework. We're going to get the pictures, the videos, whatever we can get, and hope there will be nothing there.
What do you see in the pictures?
Yes. Do we recognize people in the picture? Was anybody from in the picture? Now, Rabosa, listen carefully. Very often, a get is given. You know why? It's easier to give a get than to spend all the time researching the status of the original marriage. It's easier. What happens, they give a get, and now all of a sudden she wants to marry a Kohen. A year later. We do the research and we find out there was never a need for Kedushin for a get in the first place. They never were married. In my opinion, this woman may marry a Kohen. Why we gave a get out of doubt, because we were too lazy, forgive the expression, to find out whether the get was needed or not. It's the path of less resistance. She's going to get already. If you find out later, there was no Edom Sherem in the entire hall, she'd be put to the Kohen, because it's Mizbara, and she's not Mekudeshes at all, and even though she gave up Yibezin, even though there's some poskim who say, if you give up Yibezin, just through the Kohen, but look at the original sources in the Rashba, he didn't say that. The original Rashba said, depends. If we're sure that they're not married and giving it anyway, bezin, no bezin. It's permissible to marry a Kohen. If we're not sure, still something, maybe really they really are married and a get was given to get rid of that problem, then Rabbi Osai, she's a surely Kohen. Yes?
Get all the time?
We don't do get all the time.
But if it's the Safi,
you give the get for sure. If they were never married, you get it was unnecessary. You don't like get out. We haven't been getting outside in many, many years.
Why isn't that an option for Like, if this
there's no
was
need
ever,
to do a Tanai in this case. Just give the get. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It's not necessary. It's not necessary.
According to some opinions, it does.
So those opinions don't necessary, so it works. Those opinions don't necessary, so it will be a waste of time.
But why don't you just do a get out tonight?
We don't do get out tonight. We're not experts on how to run the tonight. We don't do it. We don't do that. It hasn't been done in many, many years. We just don't do it. We don't do a get out tonight. Don't. It's not a practical option. Not practical. So on both sides, this is summarized. We see over here that the issue of civil marriage and reform marriage, generally speaking, will be makel. Conservative marriage, much more difficult. Yes?
About the get out tonight, like, we hear
you don't do a get out tonight.
No, that's fine. I'm just looking at, like, you hear, like, I've heard stories about, like, soldiers.
That's right, that's right, that's right. There are plenty in the Gemara about get out tonight. The Mishnayos, Shlemos, the seventh paragraph of Gittin, get out tonight. You have more rights? We don't do it anymore. You know, it's afraid, it's too complicated.
So these soldiers who do this are wrong then?
The soldiers do it these days.
I don't think so.
My time is up. I want to show, forget it. Enough. I both said tomorrow we start, we have the new Maya Makomas. The new sukkah is called Kiddushei Tos. Can you ever invalidate a marriage on the ground that he or she did not know something wrong with the other party? That's one of the most important things of the day. They're fighting about it tooth and nail. So we're going to learn it from the original source. See how it's right. Starting tomorrow. Okay?